ABC Radio Australia.
Now, the president of Palau's Senate says he'll seek legal advice to clear his name after the United States accused him of taking bribes from Chinese companies. Hawkins Bal and Marshall Islands Mayor Anderson Jaban have both been hit with US travel bans imposed by the US State Department. Mr. Jaban is accused of siphoning off American compensation funds meant for Marshall Islanders affected by US nuclear testing. Mr. Bal, a senior Palauan politician, says he's shocked by the allegations and has no idea where the information came from.
I just got it today and I don't know what's going on, and I don't know. I don't know why they know what I'm doing, and the Republic of Palau don't know anything about this. So I don't know where they got this information. I think that's my statement, is they just don't like me because I'm supporting China, not because I'm supporting their bad habits or the what, but I support them because mainland China is the biggest investor, biggest supporter of our economy.
I was going to ask you about this. They're saying corruption. What's your response to that, corruption and bribery? Have you ever taken money, gifts, or trips or favors from China-based individuals or companies?
I have not get any money from any Chinese people. To bribe me for what? Any Chinese need me for what? What they want in Palau that they don't get, so they need me to give it to them. Many Chinese have land in Palau. They have acquired a lease of land. I don't have any land lease to Chinese people. And why should I get money from them for what purpose?
What will be your next step? What will you do now that this you've been given a travel ban? What do you plan on doing?
If they give me travel ban, it's okay, because I don't need to go to the United States for what. I have no intention of going to States. I don't know why. Why should, if I go to the United States, maybe because I have a meeting to attend, like going to Washington, D.C. or to New York, if they invited me. They should show the bribery I'm getting from. They don't just say I'm getting bribery and supporting them.
Are you calling on the U.S. to publish that information that they have?
I really don't know. I just got it today. If I want, I will. Maybe I make appointment to the ambassador of the United States in Palau and ask him, what's this? Can you give me the information about this?
So what will you do to try and clear your name?
I have to find a lawyer to find a way to clear my name. I don't know how to clear my name because I have nothing, haven't done anything. I just, my personal view, I just maybe publish in the newspaper that I have not done anything wrong. If the United States have anything wrong, provide evidence to the government of Palau, so the government of Palau prosecuted me. Because our system of government is like United States. If you commit a crime, then you will be prosecuted. So if I have committed a crime, then United States show the proof, show the evidence to the government of Palau.
Sir, thank you very much for your time today to speak to Radio Australia. Any final words from you about your situation?
I am one of the strongest supporters of the United States government in Palau. I was born and raised during the administration of the United States and been under the United States for almost 80 years. So my mind and my heart is toward the United States government and people. So I don't know how they come up with this news about me. This news is, I don't know whether it affects my political career, I don't know.
And that there is Hawkins Bal, president of Palau's Senate, speaking to Pacific Beat shortly after the US imposed the travel ban. And Pacific Beat has sought comment from former Marshall's Mayor Anderson Diabas.